holding in Siman Tov Kuf Samaches, and we're holding in Mishavura Sif Katan Hay. We did Sif Aleph, but we didn't finish Mishavura. So the case was here: a person made a neder to be misana, a general statement. He's going to be fast a day or two, whatever it is. He started fulfilling his neder, and then he forgot, and he ate a kazayas. So long as he loses that day, and he has to start his net over again a different day, it doesn't count as he's fulfilled his netter. V'ochel kazayis, Mishabura points out, v'pochos mikazayis, even in that situation, if he ate less than a kazayis, after chachila, also lechel afil masha, you can't eat anything. K'mochem b'di'eben misana, u'mashlem vein tzarech yermacher. Since he ate less than a kazayis, it doesn't have a full status of chachila, so that's the end of that. That's considered he's still fasting, and therefore he has to complete the day fasting. A and B, he will fulfill his neder with that day. Okay. We'll also, and he cannot continue to eat. He made, there was two steps to his process. He made a neder way back when, whatever it was, he's going to fast a day. And then, the day prior to this day, by mincha, he said, "Hareini b'tanis l'mocher." So that's the commitment he had. He's going to fast today, so he's not allowed to continue eating. So he may not continue eating. Furthermore, I'll tell you a more of a leniency. Person ate less. He never ate the kazayas in the period of time called kadei achilas pras. So he ate less of kazayas. We look at each achil as a separate action, and therefore he did not lose his tinus. So, regards to what point of the mouth, what amount of liquid is considered that he drank, he lost his tinus. Hashir im shosak maloy lugmov. The amount of drink, the amount of liquid is maloy lugmov. If a person drank that amount, he's lost the status of a tinus. You're not allowed to drink less than that either. But if a person did, he drank less than Malilugmov, he does not lose the tinus. Now, the Mishabur over here does not address the time frame for Malilugmov. He addresses the time frame for Achilles Pras. He doesn't address the time frame for Malilugmov. So by Yom Kippur, we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch raises a question. There could be the shear for Molei Lugmov is what's called Kedei Shtiyas Revius. So that's a very short period of time, comparatively to Kedei Achilas Pras. So a person, as long as he drank this amount of even more than Molei Lugmov, but spread over a period of time longer than Kedei Shtiyas Revius, so he would not lose his tinus, according to that. So that's a would be a kula. And over there he brings a second a second shita that the shear is kedechilas pras for drinking also. But the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it later on in Hilchos Yom Kippur is he brings the first shita stam and the second shita he brings is a yesharim. So that would be the based on the rule the way Shulchan Aruch writes. That means that the Ikar Shita is the first Shita. So if Yom Kippur, the Mishabur, and what says the Maisa, you should be Machmer. But according to that, by Tainesim, which you know, maybe is not as Chomer. Pasha Tainesim says here is dealing with Shalom being Yotzi Yoneta, which is a Deraisa. The Maisa over there, the Groz Machmer, he holds the Ikar like the second Shita that even for drinking, the shear of for tziruf is kedei achilas pras, not kedei shtiyas revius. So we have the same chumrah by drinking and eating. Okay. So, but if a person ate a kezayis with achilas pras, he lost the day. He did not fulfill his neder, but tzarach lotzum yamacher. Okay. Let's say what he was undertook was to fast two consecutive days. That was the commitment. He would lose the whole 2 day period and have to go over again. Yom Achir Sholim. So it'll mean like this, that this day is no longer the day that he committed to. So there's no reason why he should keep fasting. He broke the fast, and that's it. He lost the day. But he has to start over again and fast the full other day. Then the Ramah brought the Yesh Machmirim, which said, even in a case of, so that Shachar said, if you remember, said to say this day that your netter was, I'm going to fast on next week Monday, and you made a netter to that effect, so that's the day. You're not going to replace it with a different day, because that's not the netter. You have to continue fasting, even if you ate already, because you committed not to eat on this day. But and that's it. Whatever you did. You can't correct the netter was not filled. So comes the Ramah. The Ramah says that even in a case where a person made Lisan Hashem Zeh, he has to finish off, which we said you have to finish off in that situation, he has to fast another day also. Now what's that about? Ches. The Filo Ben Adar Lisan Hashem Zeh, I'm very smart. The Shemas the Dafka Barma Reini Betanis Lamacher. The case of the Ramah, this we would call Yesh Machmirim. There's a discussion about this halacha. In the case, the person says the phrase Reini Betanis Lamacher, which is the phrase that we say when a person makes a Kabbalah's Tainus. That's what he says. So he said Reini Betanis Lamacher. He said tomorrow. So there we have this discussion, the Chokzil Machaber and the Ramah. I mean, Nodr Lisan is Eza Yom Yuchud. If he said a very specific day, what are you fasting again? Okay. So Reinim has a mocher. That's the nusach. So we say he wasn't committing to this day, bedafka over a different day. So we say, listen, the Ramah comes and says his mechleshita that you finish this day, but you fast another day besides. But he said, I'm fasting on next week Monday, and he says this, on today, I'm committing to fast on the 6th of Iyar. Right? If he would say that, so in that situation, so that's it. He ate, but why should you fast again on a different day? The only reason why a person would fast a second another day is they act as a tool for tshuva and kapara for the verb eating on the day they made a netter. A person has a yard site, he fasts on a yard site. Or the four tanesim which we have in the calendar, or shaitan tzibur, or if the tzibur undertook another different a day of tainus. If a person committed to a certain day, so he has so there was a very specific date which is being referenced. It was the day of the yortzeit, so that's the day. So this day A, he can't say, well, he broke already, just keep eating already. No, he has a chiyuv to continue the fast. And he has no chiyuv to give it another day. However, there would be a reason to fast the second day as a kapara for the veir of eating on the tainus. But other than that, there's no reason why a person should be fasting a different day. And he says the Maril didn't suggest that. So if a person would find that difficult to fast another day, so then the eitzah would be to redeem that with money. Okay. He made a commitment, he's going to fast 10 days over a period of time, whatever it is. He started fasting on one of the days, a day. And so then a mitzvah came up. Okay. I mean, they covered Adam Gadol, or Adam Gadol came, and they expected him to sit and eat with him. Or he's in discomfort. So Reza loyve upareya yomacher. He's allowed to, since he didn't commit to a specific day, so he can say, you know what, I'll pay it back a different day, and I'll break the tightness now. So as we said before, you may not do that once you start the day. This is the day. But in this situation, there's a valid reason to stop. He's allowed to stop and pay it back a different day. Shavei lo kova yomim b'tchilas aned. Okay. Avim lo kibol lov kadem l'chein lisanos yom echad. There wasn't a prior commitment to fast a day. Just the regular Kabbalah, which we have, a person said, you know, I'm going to fast tomorrow. So Mincha, he says, I'm ready to tell us tomorrow. Mikri Tainas Zev, and Yochel Lavoisa. So that has the same halachic status of saying, this day, and that's it. If it's this day, you can't change. You can't interrupt for the purpose of a Suda's Mitzvah. Lakoshkin, Hakov, Lakoshkin, Yom Zeh Mamash. We said Yom Zeh, you know, we said the specific day, that's it. Yom Shomer Betchilas Nidroi. Whatever he said, he specified the day. So that's it. He can't be loiva uparei. So the more mentions the idea of being loiva upara, the more his case was not this case. V'chein im hoya tanis chaloim and yochal loboisa. Tanis chaloim has equivalent status of a specific day, because the Tanis Cholom is extraordinary that there's no Kabbalah beforehand. So he explained, so how does the Tanis Cholom work? There's no Kabbalah beforehand, how does it work? And the answer was, because when a person's shown a Cholom from Shemayim, that's as if the Shemayim is indicating for them that they should fast that day. So the Bereshit was telling him to fast this day. He says, you know, I'll fast some other day, because it's a mitzvah. Excuse me, the Bereshit says, I can't do this all that I said today. So you can't decide tomorrow. I told you today. Obviously, you can't do that for Tannis Hebrew. Now, there is actually interesting shita. I don't remember the details of it. I saw it once, and I can't remember where I saw it. Maybe it's in a Shabur somewhere. I don't remember. I haven't found it since. Bias region was the city of Yerushalayim was broken into on Tes Tammuz. Bias Sheni was on Yud Zayin Tammuz. The actual destruction of the Mesimitis was both on Tisha B'Av. So why do we fast Yud Zayin and not Tes? Because we're more shaykh to Bias region, to Bias Sheni. But really, theoretically, and they say, and the mice is not such a big problem, because the mice is the pasuk, which says the tainus, the nusach of the pasuk, which refers to the tainus, says Shemar Revi, the fast of the fourth month. So we're fulfilling that commitment to fast the fourth month by fasting on Yud Zayin Tammuz. So if that's true, that means a person, let's say for whatever reason, started by mistake, ate on Yud Zayin Tammuz. So fast on Yud Ches Tammuz. This is a double-edged sword. It does two things. It says, A, that you must continue fasting, because today's a day of fasting. And B, you can't make it up, because you missed this. This was the day, and you blew it. Well, why is that? The day was Shemar Revi, any time in the fourth month. So, theoretically, a person would not that he's allowed to chatchila and go and change it, which he's saying over here, you can't go and change it because you're not, the tzibur is fasting, you can't choose a different day. You can't be a lova or a parah. But regardless of that halacha, we had a tzival of fasting another day to fulfill the commitment. You should, because you'll fulfill the commitment of fasting in the fourth month. Somebody says that. I don't remember where I saw it.
Which
will be coming up next week. So we'd basically just say slichas, but the mice there is even that halavai, right? There's people who fasted. So a person was fasting bahab, but wants to pass bahab.
Wants to fast bahab, right?
Filu baser shem etshuva. People have a minute to fast during baser shem etshuva. Ve'er behem bris milu. And as soon as mitzvah came up, so in those circumstances, mitzvah came up. So what do you do? So it's bahab, but this is bris milu. Mitzvah lechol. Even though you've made a commitment to do it, like Mishabur will point out, it's understood that your commitment wasn't to do it if there's going to be a valid reason why you should be eating. There wasn't a reason. The original commitment wasn't under these circumstances. What you're allowed to do is eat by the suda. You can't take the food from the suda home and say I'm eating from the suda. That's not the point. You're eating at the suda's mitzvah. Navim kibol, Allah v'atanis b'mincha. If, however, that not that there's a general bahab, but he personally said on the Sunday of that week, I'm fasting tomorrow. So that's a different ballgame. He made a commitment. He's fasting tomorrow. It's like the Shulchan Aruch said, you can't be lover of parah. You committed to this day already. So that's it. Then, Sarach Lissanus. A person made a commitment to fast, and it's finally very, very difficult. Someone, again, it's a Tanis Yachid. Yachid Liptoise Ben Momen, Wooden Bonus Acher. If there be some form of onus, so you could redeem it with money. Person made a neder to do something, you can't redeem it with money. You committed with the lashon of neder to do X. You can't do Y and fulfill your neder. You have to do X, right? So. So if the language was very clear that you're committing to fast this day, even though you're Messiah, obviously the person gets to the point where he's a chayla, that he's allowed to eat, but same, but you know, you have a netter and you have to fill your netter. Okay. So if a person used a loose lashon, which would not indicate that he's committing to that, then he would be maybe allowed to be parted with money. Okay.
Be paid with money when?
You know, we'll see the Mishabura. A lot of Mishabura over here, but going back to page 86, Mishaburas have cotton tests. They draw mitzvah. So the situation was, as soon as mitzvah came up, we got another bris milo, the Osiyah Masechto. Even he wasn't from the inner circle, it wasn't like it was his family that he's considered intrinsically connected, he's allowed to change the fasting day for a different day. Okay. You do have to wait. So the Shartzin and Yud Beis says, what's this about? Why are you, what are you gaining? But Ham, Kadesh she is kaim ma'at nidroy aloisa hayam gufo, well, yet sorak latiroy. So even though you're being lovo parai, you're saying I have a right to choose not to be this day, and I'll do it a different day. But since you made some level of commitment to this day, you have to do something on this day to fulfill some element of your neder, and then you will not need a hator. Yishon afilum hitzirba l'simchas mereus. Not only by siddur's mitzvah, but even if they're asking you to come and join them for a friendly meal. Sharabim bedarka shalom, if you're concerned that the person will be insulted if you don't come, the hitzir means they're pressuring you to come. To the point you feel that there's an issue, it be permitted. So if Adam Gadol is pressuring you to come, so it's improper to say no to him. So that's valid. If stomach guy is prepping you, so you tell him no. You work it out. So that's the Shulchan Aruch's mashal. That's not enough to be matrit. Love a prayer in tzarek lahat yud in tzarek lahat or neneder. And that's when he's saying that's enough. That what we're saying with the combination of the fact that you do something on that day by waiting longer before you eat, and you do not say the specific day, and you fulfill with different days. So there's no reason to mount the netter. You're fulfilling your netter. And he said, it's all talking about if you weren't conveying the days, b'tchilas a netter. So now, what does that mean? Ratzalaymer. He made it his original commitment. I'm going to fast 10 days. When? 10 days. Then he wakes up to it. You know what? It's time to start fulfilling that netter. Tomorrow I'm going to fast. Right? So now he committed to tomorrow. He said, no, he committed to fulfill the original netter. The original netter didn't have a specific day. So hear what he's doing over here. He's saying that if you said nothing prior and you wake up on Sunday, you say, you know what, I'm going to fast tomorrow. That is your day you committed to. So that's it. It's like you committed to that day. You can't change it, exchange it. But over here, it wasn't he woke up. He had an original commitment from prior, and he said, and that original commitment was very vague. Whenever. So even though he says, one day he says, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to fulfill that netter by fasting, all he's saying was, I'm going to fulfill that netter. Well, that netter was vague. So if you need to change it, you'll change it afterwards. But then the Shechonor said, if there was no prior commitment, and you said I'm going to fasting tomorrow, that's called picking a specific day. And then you can't be live. I'm a that the mistar mitani, so my son mixes a yam. Yachalubus lefroy yam acher, I feel a yam set. The Taz is make all, even my kids a yam set. If you fulfill part of it by fasting that day, and he's a mitzvah, he'll finish all the rest on a different day, he'll fast. So that's not enough to be matarit, and that seems to be the hachrua of the shabura. It's a magen roman. It's a chayadim. So that would be the halacha lamaisa. She says. So obviously the person said yom is that. Or the person, for example, the person said, "I'm going to fast." Sheni v'chamisha kol hashana. Yud gimel. The harav leyomi moyuchad b'lo yochel haklif liyomim acherim. So you said you're fasting every Monday and Thursday. So that's it. You committed to every Monday and Thursday. So I want to fast Tuesday instead. But you said not. You said Mondays and Thursdays. Gamani yochel l'shana. I said l'shana acher. So what? You know, next year this year's hard. I'll fast. Next year, every Monday and Thursday. Wow, that's a pretty brush. That's a good deal. You know, I'm offering you a lot. But you committed to the Shana Zu. So that's it. Kima number Hashana, this year. Shana Zu Dafki means this year. Now, I'm in order that he said, Shani Bechamishi Bishani. Chati Shana. Oy Shana, I'm going to fast. He says, the person says, I'm going to fast Mondays and Thursdays. for a half a year or for a year, this year, you could extend your time, you said, a year. So right now, if this day he says, you know what, I'm going to eat. Good, so now you're starting your year afterwards. You said you're committing to a year's worth of Mondays and Thursdays, but not this year's. So fine. You can't switch to a Sunday, a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Friday. Because he said, bays and hay, those who consider general days of specific heavenly assistance, and therefore he wants to fast those days. Even though he said behab, he didn't mean dafka should start on a Monday. It could be a Thursday, Monday, Thursday. That we don't, even though we don't assume he meant that specifically. Okay. However, with the tanis chalom, you can't change. So the mishnah ber yudalad or yurt said also yurt. That's the day. So obviously you can't change it to a different day. You can't do it on the, you know, let's hold it here.